is my greatest dream come true. Welcome to Hotel Hell. Check-in time is now. Check-out time is never. Hell convention in town.
The Doom Slayer.
That's still the best intro that Chris has ever made.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
I think so. Bad ace. Good job, Chris. I love it.
Woohoo.
What's up, this casual lit? I'm Jason.
I'm Caitlin.
Just the two of us again. Surprise, right?
Surprise, surprise.
Sure, you were all expecting Rhodey and Chris to be back. Just
no.
Kidding. Yeah, I don't think they're ever coming back.
Texas isn't that open yet.
My work from home has been extended to at least May the 18th. So it's like, yeah, I'm never going back to the office.
And mine is till August.
Yeah, you know, that's crazy.
Technically.
That is nutso.
Gross.
Schizo. So we're going to start off talking a little TV here. We're going to play a little something. Here we go. Well, okay, now it does it.
Hi, it's Amy Poehler inviting you to a special Parks and Rec, all shot from our home. We, along with our neighbors at State Farm, are coming together to raise Feeding America.
Yeah.
Hope you'll join us.
A new Parks and Sea.
So initially, I got really excited when I heard there was going to be a new episode of Parks and Rec. Then we watched that first episode of Saturday Night Live at Home.
Yeah, that first one was really bad.
Yes, it was.
Like, really bad.
I did not like it even a tiny bit.
Like watching your elderly parents try and figure out how to use an iPhone for the first time.
That's a good.
It was rough.
Target goal. But the second episode we actually watched, or I watched parts of it. I think you'd watch.
Yeah, we watched it together. I liked it. It was actually pretty funny. There was a lot of funny parts in that one.
Yes, there was. The grocery store thing that Kate, dang it. I know her first name's Kate. I can't remember the other one. And the other lady, the two ladies did was hysterical.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dasani water.
The ad.
Yeah.
Yes, that was actually really funny.
But I enjoyed it. So I'm leaning towards maybe this Parks and Rec thing will be okay.
I can't get on it. I don't know. I mean, whatever it's called, Saturday Night Live was funny, but an actual like TV show and them coming back as character, like, I don't know. It's just going to be weird because technically aren't her and Ben supposed to be married and together with a bunch of kids? Like, how are they going
to? Not hard at all to write a reason to not be together. That's so easy.
Yeah, but that's not true to the show. Like,
yes, it is. They spent the last two seasons. Remember, she was in Washington trying to make her dream come true, and he was somewhere else.
Yeah, what about the triplets?
They're probably not going to be a part of this. They're probably going to be with, let me use air quotes, a nanny.
Yeah.
It's not hard.
I don't know. I just think it'll be weird.
You see shows all the time where they have kids and you never see the kids. Like, how many times did you see Cece on The Office? Like, 3 or 4?
I know, that's true.
You never see them. And then you only see Meredith's son like twice, I believe, maybe 3 times. But
right.
Doesn't matter. But I'm with you. I'm with you. I don't know. Hopefully the writers that wrote this know how to write parts where you're at home.
Yeah, I don't.
And you're already criticizing their appearance, so.
It's awful. They just look. I honestly, like, I had only seen a little bit over your shoulder, and then I just watched that promo, and she looks like a completely different person. Like.
Yeah, I wonder if they shot it with their phones, too. Like, I know I told you they don't have makeup artists, but there's a chance they...
It's gotta be, because it's low quality.
It's supposed to be low quality.
Her nose looks all messed. I know it's supposed to be, and I know they don't have their makeup people, but, like, come on, you're an adult. You should know how to put makeup on, at least.
Oh. You're telling me that if a celeb stylist came in here, they couldn't make you look better than you do right now?
Oh, for sure they could.
Yeah.
But I can make myself look decent enough if I'm going to be on national television.
But could they beat you?
Yes, they could beat me, but looked like they didn't try.
Yes, it did. You're talking about going from 100. So they're operating one of these people at 100%. So if you go up to 50, it's not going to look good.
Yeah, as a woman, I'm telling you that's not trying right there.
Yeah, but you said it about Ben, too, and I'm telling you. Yeah, like I said, you just need to follow a couple of those celebrities on their Instagrams. When they post real pictures, they do not look like they do in the movies.
Oh, no. I mean, I know that they don't look normal. I know that they have a ton of makeup on and everything's, you know, photoshopped and whatever.
Missing,
I get that. But I'm saying, as a real person, you can put a little effort into it.
But you don't know what they normally look like. So you don't know how much better they are. You don't have a scale. You don't have a
sliding
scale.
They look worse than what was on there?
Possibly. Well, they didn't look that bad.
How did they become famous then?
I'm not understanding.
They didn't look that bad, but compared to what they normally look like, then yes. And compared to all these Instagram models that can just come out and put some makeup on.
Yeah, they're in their 20s. That's easy.
No.
Amy Poehler. Okay, Google. How old is Amy Poehler? I think she's like
38.
Did they say 38 or 48? 38?
If it said 38, then I'm super depressed because she's only 8 years older than me.
Okay, Google. How old is Adam Scott? 47 years. Yeah, he's almost 50.
I'll give him a pass.
And when I saw Brad Pitt doing the at-home Saturday Night Live thing, I was like,
with his gray hair, I know.
It's like, he looks old. I was like, no, he looks old. But that's one of the weird parts about all this. It's like you're seeing everybody in their real...
Which is cool. I mean...
their real deal.
I hardly ever put makeup on because I just am...
just don't care. You don't want to impress me.
Why would I need to impress you? I'm married to you.
That's it's cheaper to keep her, I guess.
I know, really. No, but literally, it's just time consuming and itchy and, you know.
Yeah, Amy Poehler's almost 50, Kaylin. She looks dang good.
48?
She looks dang good for 50.
I can't see that picture.
Take anything. Yeah, she's 48.
Oh, 48 years old. The picture with all the makeup.
I don't pay attention to that. These are all makeup pictures. Google is not going to be like, hey, here's Amy Poehler at home.
Yeah, well, I mean, for 50, she looks great, but... it just, I don't know. Y'all watch the show and let me know.
No. They're all good. I'm trying to, that's not Amy Poehler on her Instagram does not share any photos of herself. She shares all these other pictures. That's Amy Poehler's Smart Girls. Apparently she has a club there. Here's her actual Instagram. Yep. All pictures from, there's a home picture. Boom. Yep.
Okay, but I had just pulled up a picture of her no makeup versus her with makeup, and she looks better in this than she did in that filming. Gosh.
Nope.
Oh,
nope.
Well, that one looks bad.
Nope. Yep, it's like I said, it's reality versus perspective, because we're given only, the celebrities, we're given only their most beautiful sides. You're never given what they really look like. It's sad.
This picture is of her with no eyebrows.
Poor celebrities. They have it so bad. They have to look pretty all the time and get paid money.
I was going to say, I mean, they make millions of dollars a year.
I would
take millions of dollars a year to look pretty all the time.
I don't think
I'm sure she lives a lavish life.
I would put her, her net worth probably at 4 or 5 million. Nothing compared to Chris Pratt living at 160 to 200 million.
I think I could live lavishly on... million a year?
Probably not, because you also have to worry about getting your next job. And let's be honest, Amy Poehler is not swimming in movies and TV shows right now. So she wakes up every day like, I don't know if I'm going to have a job. Similar to the girl that was in Daredevil, and she was in True Blood, the blonde that, what's her, Deborah Ann Wolf is what her name is. You probably don't even remember.
Sookie?
Nope. Sookie's fine. She gets every job ever because, that's her thing. No, this is the other girl that turned vampire and was like Bill's sidekick and all that. She was the other star female of the show.
Oh, yeah.
Did you look her up?
No, I vaguely remember. Side note, Amy Poehler's net worth is $30 million.
That's a little surprising, but
yeah.
I don't know what you're yeah-ing about. For as far as actresses and actresses go, that's like poverty. Broke. Look at Chris Pratt's net worth, and it's not even close, which is funny, just because he's been in Jurassic World and Guardians of the Galaxy.
Kristen
Wiig?
Bear Van Stratten? Pam from...
No!
True Blood,
she
yes.
was not the. She was not a main cast member.
Then I don't know who the heck you're talking
yes,
about.
Yes, you do.
Oh, Jessica Hamby?
Jeez, yeah. Her name's Deborah Ann Wool in real life.
She's not blonde. She's redheaded.
Okay, whatever. But she hasn't gotten a job since Daredevil and had a panic attack breakdown on the internet. Yeah, because she's out of work, been out of work for 3 years.
Huh.
It's like, whew, no one will hire her for some reason.
I don't know why. She's gorgeous. Yeah, I thought she was pretty great actress. I mean, not great, but she did a good job.
No one had to be great on True Blood. She did good on Daredevil, though, so...
That's something we should watch.
True Blood? No, yeah. Kill me.
Why? You don't want to hear him say Sookie.
No, I'm fine with that. The ending of that show was full.
The ending of every show is so just so dumb.
No, the ending of New Girl was fine. It's
New Girl was fine. It was depressing. It was, Dexter sucked. No. True Blood sucked. Game of Thrones sucked.
That's funny that New Girl ranks as like the number one ending for me.
Yeah.
Spartacus was fine too.
Yeah. Although
I wish he could have lived, but that's the way it goes. That's the way the if you're gonna rise up against the man, you're gonna die. Sorry, folks. Gonna die. I was fine with that. The Office ending, you know, I don't like to watch it, but it's fine.
I felt like the Office ending, they did justice to the show. But at the same time, that's one of the episodes we've watched the least. I would say out of however many times we've watched The Office, I've probably seen that episode 3 or 4 times. So I don't really remember exactly what happened.
It's boring. It's not a good episode. They go to that stupid panel, and they're all sitting there, and they answer like 3 questions, and plus all that stuff going on with Andy. And Andy walks outside, and everybody's like, it's the Nard Dog.
Oh, yeah. Is Angela and Dwight's wedding in that episode?
Yep. Were they in their half graves?
Yeah, it's so cute. And then they bring Michael Scott back, and it's adorable.
He's there for 30 seconds.
I don't even care.
I do. It's a waste. Like, it's a waste. It's a... It's fan service whenever
well,
it's
yeah,
like that.
But I also look at it as if, like, it was real and that happened to me.
No.
It's sweet.
Nope.
Yeah.
I'm not looking at it. I'm looking at it like it's a TV show.
And you're bringing, look at it that way.
You're bringing Steve Carell in here. He needs to have at least 5 minutes of screen time. And they didn't do that. There was so many...
With his gray hair.
So much opportunity for them to do it. But he said, Steve Carell said, he didn't want to steal the focus point.
Yeah, that's true.
He wanted to stay very quiet, not do much.
He should have just stayed on the dang show. It all went downhill after he left.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. The only good...
I wonder if he regrets that now.
The Florida trip is like the only thing. No, he's killing it too.
I mean, he is, but like to look at how big The Office is and how many fans there are and like the cult...
Nope.
What is that called? Of it all. I mean, I don't know.
I don't think even for a split second, because if he stayed there, he would have missed out on some of the movies that he did. And he really likes that one where he was the wrestling coach. That one's crazy. And he likes there's a few of them that he likes.
Right.
And I mean, he does some real acting, which is weird to say. Steve Carell's a great actor. The 40-year-old virgin. Great actor. Which I haven't listened to the 2 newest episodes of The Office Ladies yet. Because they talk a lot about how season 2 of The Office was when Steve Carell blew up. So they were all like having to not deal with it in a negative way, but they're like, whoa, here's Steve Carell with all of us. And everywhere they'd go somewhere, everybody knew Steve Carell, but they didn't know the rest of them.
Yeah, I guess that is. I mean, because it's hard to look at it from now and how big The Office is and how well known it is to back then when it was actually airing. And it was like... I mean, it wasn't that huge, and so people didn't really know who all those people are.
Well, it was big. It was 5 to 7 million viewers an episode. The social media wasn't there. All that other stuff wasn't there. And you're right, it wasn't as big as it is now.
Yeah.
But there was, I mean, I guess social media was 2005. It just wasn't as big as it is. Like back then, all the celebrities weren't all over. Ugh, and there weren't Instagram girls trying to steal everything.
When did Facebook start?
2008. So 2007 or 8 was when you could get one without a college email.
Yeah.
No. I think I did have to have a college email.
Yeah. Because I remember a friend in high school had one, but she was taking college classes or whatever, so she could get it.
But what?
But I couldn't get it because I wasn't in college yet.
So 2004 was when it actually started.
Oh my God.
Late in 2007, Facebook had, I can't find the exact day, but I remember when I got on there, I had to have my college email.
Yeah. Cause it was like only for college students, and then it blew up. You remember that Google one that was around for a while?
Google Plus. 2005, high school students and students at universities were allowed to join the service. By the year's end, it had 6 million users. In 2006, it opened its membership beyond students to anyone over the age of 13. 2006. Huh.
Well, then I'm wrong, because That's not right.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, maybe I'm just not remembering it correctly because I graduated in,
but that's,
I don't even know, 2008 or 2009. I think 2008.
I never had a high school email, but apparently you could back then. I never had one.
No, I never had one either.
Anyways. Yeah,
the email I have now, I made in high school.
I got rid of my mini biscuit at hotmail.com. Woo!
For some reason, I had the thought that I should have it as just my first and last name, and because it was professional, and that's what it was, and I still have the same email. It's like my junk email now. I've created other ones, but
man,
what
that's
a boring
creepy
topic.
Now I need to go back. I just want to go back and see when I joined. I'll get my anniversary post and see when it was. But I don't
care.
Can you
do that?
Yeah. It tells you that on your timeline thing.
Oh.
Birth and every joined Facebook. And when you, every year it'll say, 10 years ago you started Facebook. Woo, love you. Love you.
Gosh, that was so long ago.
Go away, Zuckerberg. Getting all this money for doing nothing.
Did you have a MySpace?
Had to. If you were in a band, you had to have one.
Oh, yeah, I guess that's true.
That's how we promoted our sweet, beautiful music.
What was the other one that was before that?
There wasn't a social. I mean, there might have been, but they were tiny. MySpace was the first like social media. There was Zanga for your
Zanga,
blogs.
Yeah, that.
That wasn't.
Yeah, I never had that one. I had MySpace.
Zanga, you just wrote blogs. So stupid. Well, I mean, it wasn't stupid. Whatever.
I don't have enough interesting things to say to write a blog.
Well, good news is, Caitlin, your TikTok app on the same has 2 billion downloads. So
good.
TikTok your life away.
I just watch the videos.
That's so weird.
They're funny.
Makes you a stalker.
I don't care. It takes up takes up time when I'm bored.
I can think of a lot better things to do than to watch 15-year-olds on TikTok.
Most of the ones I watch are like funny babies.
Okay, that's a little better, but I could handle that.
Yep.
I would do funny babies. 41% of TikTok users are aged between 16 and 24.
Yeah, I know.
56% are male and 44% are female. Roughly 50% of TikTok's global audiences is under the age of 34.
I'm still under 34, so I'm fine.
You're not fine. I'm out of the TikTok age. Thank God.
Bye.
It's cool to finally be at that point where I'm old and a new trend comes on and I don't have to jump on it. not going to lie, folks. I'm actually happy about that.
You don't have to jump on TikTok?
No. I'm like,
if TikTok was made back when we started dating, you would so be all over it.
That doesn't.
Because you basically did that just without the app.
All the time. I lip synced to videos all the time.
That's, I know.
And posted.
And danced and did all of it.
My MySpace videos were full of it.
You were TikToking before it was cool.
Yeah, I know. Always, me and Jesse always say we were just a tiny bit ahead of our time.
Uh-huh.
We had some really stupid, funny stuff out there. We'll never post it again, but plus the language and other things have changed.
Post it to TikTok, see how well it does.
No. Me singing in the car, I will pass. But hey, TikTok, everybody. Jump on that TikTok.
Really, it's kind of dumb, but you know.
So you did mention Texas is opening back up, but I don't really care. And I don't, who cares? Let it, see what happens. You know, if you want to go out. If you don't, you don't.
Just be prepared to be all quarantined, stay at home again. Because that's what's going to happen.
I don't think that's going
to
happen.
I read something today that said Japan opened up too early and they're getting their second wave now of coronavirus and everything's having to shut down again.
It will never go away, though.
I mean, I know it's not going to go away, but we need something to help combat it, and then we'll be fine.
But if that's a year away, you can't do that.
Why not?
Because there's people that can't live for a year without a job.
I guess that's true.
You can't.
I mean, the government can pay them.
Nope.
Work from home.
The dollar will eventually fail. If the government keeps just giving money out, the dollar will fail.
I did see that someone said that they're diminishing the value of our money right now.
Absolutely.
By just handing it out the way they are.
Yep. That's.
But I would take $2,000.
But as you keep getting $2,000 a month, your $2,000 becomes worthless.
Well, yeah, because everybody will have, you know, there'll be inflation and all of that. It'll all just go up. The price of everything will go up. And
no, it would actually go down because they're not worth as much anymore. Everything becomes worthless. So then when you have a job, you're not making as much money anymore. They're like, well, this ain't worth a crap. And So all your goods and services, everything just stops dropping. Everything just drops, and it just drops off. Now, you don't need everything to increase all the time like it does. I hate that. But you need things to stay level. You don't want things to go into the dark ages, because then people quit doing things. And like an oil tycoon's like, oh, I can't make a billion. I'm going to shut this thing down and just blickety blah.
Would it really be so bad, though?
Yeah, it would, because jobs. People lose jobs. You have to think, there's what, one? Oh, I don't know what the population is. I don't want to ask, but we'll just say the population is 100 and there are 100 jobs. But if all this stuff crumbles and falls, there's only 20 jobs. So there's 80 people that can never get another job again because there's only 20 jobs.
I mean, I get that, but like...
That's it. That's the end of it. There is no going around it or beating the bush. If there's not enough production, there's not enough work, there's not enough companies opening and starting, and there's not enough money, those people are out and there's nothing you can do to fix it. There's nothing. They can't do anything if there's no job. There'll always be a job, though. They just don't want to work at Taco Casa.
Exactly.
But if there's not enough high-paying jobs, I mean, then you're losing... Then colleges start losing money because people don't want to go to college anymore. And then it's just a ripple effect. Yeah. And eventually it ripples down to you. Like, kids can't go to school because they have to go to work. It's like, hey, at 15, I've got to get a job at Taco Bell because we can't make enough money. Vice versa.
I guess that's true.
Just becomes a depression. That's what the depression is. No jobs. Depression. And of course, all the renters and all, they're going to repo all their shit. And then no one else is going to rent it, which is my favorite part. Like, it drives me crazy that people would rather get a new customer than keep their old customer. Just drives me nuts. Hey, thanks, rental person. I mean, our landlord never changed the price. He's a cool dude.
I know, that was, we just fell into that. I was saying,
I hope he is doing well.
Yeah. I did see another thing, though, that also said... It will, like, in the renting, you know, area of all of it, landlords and everything will have more of a reason to say, okay, now you need to start paying me again because everything is opening back up.
Yeah.
And so those people that their jobs haven't opened back up are going to be screwed because they don't have, their landlords are not going to start asking for
it was going to be that, and it's going to get that way anyways.
Eventually, it will.
And they're still protected until July or August, whatever the government set it at. The federal government set all that stuff up. It's not gone. They said nobody can be evicted. Their power can't be turned off. Internet can't be turned off. They made all these. Those are not gone. They're not gone. And even Governor Abbott said, if you want to stay home, stay home. We're not going to make you go to work. Nothing's going to change on that front.
I mean, but if your store opens up and your boss is like, hey, you've got to come to work.
They're probably not going to do that at 25%. They'll be able to find the 25% they need to run the place.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
They will. there's a lot of crazy people on Facebook ready to go to work.
Yeah.
They don't care.
I'm ready to get out of the house and be back to normal and be on a schedule and
give it.
Not be a stay-at-home anything anymore. But not if it's not safe for everybody. And
that goes back to the point. It'll never be safe ever again. This virus will never be eradicated.
Why not?
None of the other ones are.
But they were eradicated enough to be safe for everybody.
It's not eradicated.
It's not gone.
The flu.
Yes. Smallpox and all of those things that caused...
Do you feel safe with the flu being out there?
Yeah.
Then that's what this is going to be.
That's fine. Because I'll just go get a shot for coronavirus and for flu.
There will be a shot, though, maybe.
Well, then they need to wait until there is one.
But what if it doesn't come?
Why wouldn't it?
They don't have a vaccine for AIDS. They don't have anything to treat cancer except for, like, making you worse. They don't have anything to fix the flu. They have a vaccine, but people still get the flu. That's the point right there. Here's a vaccine, a shot that will protect you from the flu. Was it 70%, 80%? 80%, I think. Oh, we gave you the wrong strain. You still got the flu.
It's true.
Virus will mutate. Virus will change. This thing is, it's sad. It sucks.
The flu was not ever like a pandemic, though.
Bird flu?
That's different.
The swine flu? They're versions of the flu. So the flu mutated and made
swine flu. Isn't this just a version of all of that?
No, not
SARS,
the, no, no, no.
Whatever.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know SARS and all that business. I just know the flu stuff. This is just another virus. It's just another virus. It's another AIDS. It's another whatever. It's, ugh, it is what it is. But I just, like I said, I've said it a million times. I don't know if the right decision has been made, and we will see. I don't know. I just know that you're never going to be able to fully get rid of it. I know that for a fact, because someone will always pass it to someone else. And there there's all those people that get sick. And I'm one of these people. Like, I'm going to talk about myself. I'm one of these people that the only way I stay home is if my legs don't work. And there's going to be people that get this. Like, I feel bad, but I'm not that sick. And they go to work and get everybody else sick.
Well, and that's the issue, is that people are doing things like that, and they're not, they're more worried about, well, I don't want to miss work, and I can't miss out on pay, or I can't, it's going to be too stressful, or I have to make sub plans or whatever. But you're not thinking about the other people that you're affecting when you do that. Like,
but you don't always have that option. You don't, like, if we were in a,
I agree with you on that. Yeah, and that's the issue with this part of the world, is that you're not given the option to stay home when you're actually sick.
Yep. And then people are like screaming for sick pay. And I'm like, you know, companies should sick pay you. But at the same point, it's like, why should a company have to pay you when you're not working? It's like, I didn't get you sick. Here's your, you know, $2,000 paycheck for doing nothing. I can advocate on that side too. I mean, I don't agree with that, because you've worked for them for 10 years. You should have sick pay. I'm not saying get rid of sick pay, but I understand that side of the coin too. Especially if you run your own business. Like, how is a mom and pop donut shop supposed to pay the two employees they have sick pay while keeping the place open?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, whoa. Like, when you first start out a business, you don't have millions and millions of dollars. You have, you know, the shirt that you're wearing. You don't even have enough money to get shirts printed. I guess I've seen part of my perspective is watching all these breweries grow up. I've been part of a lot of them.
Yeah.
Watching them grow, and they don't have the money to sick pay people. They don't have the money to buy the hops they need. So it's just rough. But yeah, it's just, I don't know. It's never going away. I don't think it'll ever go away. Maybe they should have a vaccine. But even that, it's like, does that take care of it? Does it, oh, you won't get it now? Or is it like, oh, you won't get that version, you'll get this version? Just sucks.
Yeah.
And I hope they do something, because I don't want a virus going around that kills old people. Like, that's terrible. Just like, you know, like, it becomes a thing that old people die of. It's like, well, you're going to get this.
Yeah, I mean, it almost becomes another cancer, as terrible as that is.
Yep. That's, anyways, but Texas is opening back up, and I'm in no hurry to go back out there. And another point, though, is like, as long as you don't, it's impossible to say this, but as long as you don't touch your face and touch your,
which is so hard to do. I never realized how much I touch my face until I'm out at the store and I'm like, okay, don't touch your face, don't touch your face. And my face like itches the entire time I'm at the store.
Yeah. I mean, the number one thing is, I wouldn't recommend anybody running to public bathrooms. That's for damn sure. Even with soap and stuff in there, because then you got to open the door and
I never use public bathrooms unless I'm about to have an accident or something.
You go to the bathroom at restaurants. I know you do.
I mean, I guess that's true at restaurants, yes. But like, if I'm out at the store, nope, I'll wait till I get home.
Yeah, nobody, I don't know anybody that goes to Walmart's bathroom unless it's an emergency.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, I wouldn't even go in those places. I'd hold that. I may pick piss in my pants before I go to a public bathroom right now. Be like, whoa, ooh, everybody's dirty in here. And not everybody washes their hands. I've seen it.
Yeah, no.
But yeah, I mean, what gross. I was getting at was, I don't even know, because they say this thing lives on clothes. Like, if it gets on a menu, you pick up the menu, then you touch your shirt. Is it on your shirt?
It's like that movie.
Contagion. Yeah.
I watched that while I was pregnant. Don't do it.
So,
I didn't want to go anywhere for a while.
Yeah, I don't know. We weren't supposed to get this far into this, but we did.
We always end up doing that.
Because there's nothing to talk about. We should have, back when we were talking about movies and TVs, we should have talked about Universal versus AMC. Which was, I was completely right about when I said that. So Universal releasing Trolls directly to the internet, basically, to the world. And not going through theaters. They've only made $95 million, but it's more profit than they would have made in the theaters.
Why?
Because they have to pay for all that distribution and all that stuff and everything.
I mean, well, that's true.
Everything that comes with it, all the headaches.
They don't have to make all of the standees. Film and everything and advertisement, and they just release it.
Yep.
It's like pure profit.
Which I'm sure to let Vudu sell your movie is cheaper than to let AMC show your movie.
Probably.
I mean, I don't know that part, but
I mean,
they're saying they made more profit.
I kind of see it from both ways. I like going to the movies. I like the whole experience of it. But at the same time, I don't like how expensive it is. I don't like that I can't just go get snacks for cheap. Like, if I'm at home, I can just go to my pantry or my fridge.
Right.
And I don't like how loud it is. It's always so loud. And if I have to pee, I can pause it at home. Like, I'll just go out and whatever. So I see both sides of it. There's a whole experience of going to the movies and seeing it on the big screen and all of that. Yeah, that's a special thing. But at the same time, like, I kind of think I'd be okay with it being not in the theaters anymore, which is terrible.
That's not terrible. It's a miserable thing. And when they added food and waiters and waitresses getting in my way.
Oh, God,
it's
I know.
They've tried to make it so gimmicky because people weren't going. It's because people don't want to pay $30 to go to the movies.
It's just, and if you have kids and teenagers and whatever, like, it's so expensive.
That's the big problem.
It's just, it's not even feasible anymore for someone that makes, you know, like a blue collar amount of money or whatever to take their family of four to the movies. That's $75 right there. Like, ugh, I can't even imagine.
Yeah, the average price in 2018, so it's probably $10 now, but the average price in 2018 was $9.11 to go to the theaters.
Yeah.
For a ticket. That's just
I would say it's $10 to $13 right now.
So
it's crazy because having Connor now, like, we haven't obviously taken him to the movies or anything, but even just now when we were going out to eat and stuff, we've gotten him meals a couple of times, and it's crazy how much our bill has jumped from adding one person, who, by the way, doesn't eat any of the food that we buy him anyways. And so it's just like including him into all of those other things. It's insane. I don't know. I just don't know how it's feasible.
Yeah. The first...
And it seems like such a better option to just stay at home.
The first Trolls said it made $346,864,462 total worldwide and everything, which I didn't even think about that. I'm sure showing a movie in China comes with a lot of red tape. China's like, yeah, you can show the movie, but we're keeping half of it. So who knows how much of that they actually brought home. And then, like, advertising and all that other crap that comes out of that, and standees and everything else in it. I could see it. So they said they released it on demand, made $95 million the first week. So they're still going. I don't know where it'll end up at, but they said they made more profit off of that than they did this first one. So off of $346 million. Well, like I said, the Avengers, the Endgame, Infinity War and Endgame, it was like they made $4 or $5 billion, but their actual profit was like close to $1 billion. That's it.
So yeah. Like,
it's crazy.
It is.
And that's because Robert Downey Jr. took it all. He got paid $70 million, I think. That's why he made Dr. Doolittle, because he's an idiot. I haven't watched Dr. Doolittle yet, so I shouldn't say that, but I've seen the ravishing reviews. They're not great.
No.
And I don't...
No, I didn't expect it to be. I didn't really care for that movie when the last person did it.
Well, this has nothing to do with that movie.
No?
No. That movie was shot in today's times. This movie's back in the 18th century. He's like in the paint, like the Italy, like the old painters. It's shot like that. It's very weird.
Ugh.
Dr. Doolittle, and he's got a weird accent too when he does the movie, but that's what Robert Downey does.
I was not excited for that movie, period. And hearing that, I really don't want to see it.
No.
No.
I'd said it.
I feel like it will be like, what's that detective movie he was? Him and that other guy.
Sherlock?
Yes. Yeah, thank you. Sherlock Holmes.
I wouldn't say there's a whole lot of detective going on in that movie.
Oh, he's a detective.
Supposedly he was going to go back to Marvel, but I think that was a joke. I think that was a whole big joke.
That would be cool if he did. I mean, I understand that they have to get new jobs and move on with their lives, but like, it kind of sucks.
Gotta end at some point.
Can I know, just I just hate it though.
Still making the same Marvel movies for the rest of our lives. I mean, I'd be fine with it, but
it's for the fans.
It just never ends. Like, I would be much more content with a TV show versus the Marvel movies.
I mean, when you get into that kind of thing that has the fan base like it does, I feel like you just have to continue because...
He did for like 12 movies.
It's not enough.
Yeah. Yeah, it was all right. It was a good run. I don't think anybody has played a character longer than that. I think he set a record movie-wise.
I know. Well, and that's why I feel like it's like not doing the Marvel Universe justice for him to leave.
Yeah.
What are they even going to do?
So the entire runtime of the Marvel Cinematic Universe is 23 hours and 48 minutes. That's nuts. From Iron Man to Endgame. So when you add Black Widow, it'll go past that. Look, if that movie's ever released.
It should not be released.
You're in a negative, attacking everything mood tonight. I don't know if you've noticed that.
That's my personality.
You hate the way
I don't know if you've noticed that.
You hate the way the Parks and Rec people look. You hate Black Widow. What else do you hate?
Black Widow is a dumb character, period. I don't understand why she's part of the Avengers at all.
You're making me scratch my face.
You can explain it.
Bring up Trump. I don't have to explain it. They have to have a different kind of a character, a human one that can people can
shock people with her wrist
can identify
cuffs.
With. She didn't have those when they first wrote her in. She was just a spy that was badass. And, you know, doesn't matter.
Russian spy.
Oh.
Anyways, what?
Nothing. I read any more coronavirus stuff. Yeah. I don't know. We did play VR this weekend, which was fun. Finally got to play Job Simulator and PSVR, folks.
Yeah. That was a lot more fun than it should have been, to be honest.
Loved it. Caitlin was a mechanic.
Yeah.
Working on cars.
Yeah, and you did the...
Totally real. I was a convenience store clerk. It was awesome. I was ringing stuff up and jumbo-sizing people's drinks, and I enjoyed the hell out of it. And you're right, it shouldn't have been that fun.
I know. Like, I watched you play for a while, and then when I got on, I was like, this is not going to be fun. This is going to be stupid. And then it was actually a lot of fun to fix cars and mess with them and do whatever. And
yeah, I threw stuff at my boss.
Yeah.
And scratched all the lottery tickets and won. I don't remember how much money I won, but I did. Won a lot of money, but yeah, it was awesome. And then, there was something else. I bought Toe Jam and Earl today. That was $3. It's like, sweet. But you don't know what that is. And that's fine. Toe Jam and Earl. And then I did find out that Last of Us Part 2, they've moved the release date to June.
I like that game.
I know. I'm pretty excited for that. There's so much game stuff going on. Just like there's so much music stuff going on. Which I called this, but artists are dropping songs left and right. It's pretty cool. I can't even list all the artists that I saw that had dropped a song last Friday. I was like, oh my God. It's everything from T-Pain to Trivium.
I know, there was a ton of stuff that came out.
Yeah, it was nuts. But none of it was any good. Evanescence dropped a new song, and it was horrible, though. I didn't make fun of that one. I didn't know that they were still together. Probably had the same person in the band. When a band loses all of their members except for one and they still call themselves the same band.
It's not the same band.
That's so weird. Yeah, I'm not a huge, huge fan of doing that. And I found out during my looking at music and stuff, I found out that the band Edema has gone through 4 different singers and the only founding members of the band are the bass player and the drummer. I'm like, and they're still called Edema. I'm like, why are you still doing this?
No, like that's not, come up with a new band
name. Yeah, that's all it is a different band name. It's like, come on. I don't get it. I don't get it at all. But, I think there's that new song too. Wasted on You by Evanescence. Let's get a little preview of this nonsense.
Evanescence. Ugh. I like the beat of it.
Oh, it looks like she shot the video in
her house.
Yeah, it does. Up tears. It looks like the video was quarantine shot, folks. Oh, so nice of you, because, yeah, it did drop on April 24th. Huh. But it's just not... I listened to it a couple times, like... Looks like they might have recorded it in the house, too. Huh. I'm telling you, though, during this quarantine, every single band this next year better drop an album that is badass. That's all I'm saying. What else could... If you were a full-on musician that knew exactly how to, you know, do your craft, right now is the time that you write.
Yeah, I mean, like, literally, what else do you have to do?
Oh, my gosh.
Nothing.
I was like, man, just sitting here thinking about all the... Like, you're forced to just sit at home and then deal with your thoughts and all that. And you're like, oh, I'm about to write this.
Right.
I'm about to write how I feel. I'm about to write a Grammy-winning record. So I'm pretty excited for the next year or so, maybe longer, of music that comes out. Plus, they can't tour. So the only revenue that they're going to get is off of streaming.
Releasing those music, yeah. You
know, releasing new albums and streaming. And that's why I knew the increase was coming. I was like, all these bands are about to just start dropping every song they have in their catalog that hasn't been released so they can try to capture that money. Plus, the record labels are like, oh, my God. But, yeah, this song wasn't very good. And I'm not going to lie, though, now... Hearing it was a little better this time, but Evanescence immortalized the memory of self-isolation. Thank you, YouTube commenter. 13-year-old me headbanging, worrying my parents. 26-year-old me headbanging, parents roll their eyes as I sing Evanescence lyrics. You're a loser. I had to send Michael Harper from Funky Picnic Brewing a screenshot today because when I was researching Edema, I don't even know why, but there was a comment on Reddit that said, Edema is my all-time favorite band, and I just screenshot that and sent it to him. I was like, He was like, I was like, I did not know this person existed. Had no idea.
That somebody liked Edema?
Yeah, I was like, no, that it was their all-time favorite band. I'm fine with somebody liking them. I like their hits or whatever, but just thinking about Edema is my all-time favorite band. When they literally only put out 2.5 records, I think. It's like, huh.
It's my favorite.
Which is so weird. Yeah, it's like out of all the music in the world that has been released, Edema is your favorite band. Okay, cool. It's like somebody saying Drowning Pool is their favorite band. Let the bodies hit the floor. That's the only song that... they had a good first run, that first album.
Literally the only song I know of theirs.
Well, you know that I'm tearing away. I don't care about anyone else but me. You know that song. Are you joking?
I mean, I probably do, but it's not coming to mind.
You're killing me. You are killing me. Yeah, you. Oh, there's old Dave Williams. You don't know this?
No.
Yes, you do. I'm just like, you got to get to the chorus here. Yep. Boy, the 90s or the 2000 music videos were a lot different. There you go.
I've never heard that song.
That is a lie out the ass.
No, maybe when you've played it, but...
No, that song came out at the same time as Bodies, and they were just like on top of each other.
When did that song come out?
The same time as Bodies.
When did that song come out?
I don't... Why in the heck would I know that?
You have the computer, Google it.
I don't want to Google Drowning Pool anymore. Once is enough for me.
But also, I only know the Bodies Hit the Floor song because it was like... in everything and everywhere for a long time.
So was that song.
And the only part of the song that I know is Let the Bodies Hit the Floor.
Oh. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, no.
You will know it. Doesn't matter. Everybody know it. This song is actually bigger than Bodies. So let's see. I'm going to compare it. I don't really want to look at Drowning Pool's wiki. I don't care about you. But so when I was... in my second band, Killing My Forever, we had a practice area that was close to where they practice. It's pretty cool. But it was after they lost their singer, when they were on their second singer.
That is pretty cool.
And he was terrible. And then the band just dropped. They dropped so bad. It was not good for them. And they're on their like sixth or seventh singer and still just trying to make it work for some reason. I don't know. Like, if your list of ex band members is longer than the number of number one hits you've had, you should probably quit. Hey, they've had three people stay in the band. CJ, that guy. I was 1, 2, 3, 4. They're on their fourth singer. My bad, guys. My bad. But yeah, so 2001 was when that album dropped with Bodies and Tearaway.
I was 11.
Dave Williams died in 2002. I remember that because I got the newspaper and I had the newspaper.
How did he die?
Just a heart defect, actually. No drugs, no nothing. Just died of a heart defect. They found him on the tour bus.
It's terrible. That's crazy.
Very, very sad. But anyways, good band. There's discography. Well, you're not really given all the number one hits and stuff. Most of the wiki pages will give you like their number one. So, Bodies. Highest position on the chart on mainstream rock tracks was 6. Tearaway was 18 and 37. So, Bodies got higher. But what the? Oh, Tearaway didn't even. I don't even understand this. Yeah, so see, after 2002, they haven't had one song chart. So.
2002. That's crazy.
Yep. And their second singer was this tattoo artist that wanted to become a rock singer. And the song was so bad. If you want to step up, you're going to get knocked down. And of course, since they're local to the DFW area, which is where we are, they played the crap out of it. And then when you found out that other states weren't being bombarded by Drowning Pool, you're like, oh, so they're really not that good.
I honestly didn't know that they were from around here until you
just told you.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were right up the road.
They were definitely before my time.
I think Element 80 was and is still the better band than they are. Eat me. Love Element 80. Wish Element 80 would get back together. That'd be the best thing ever. Actually, I need to go listen to what's his name singled. But yeah, I think music-wise, it's coming. Music, movies, I guess we're going to get more direct to TV movies.
Hopefully.
All the writers that are stuck at home, all the TV show writers, Rashonda, whatever her name is, she better be writing some damn good.
I wonder
good,
what's going to happen with Grey's Anatomy. Everyone's going to die this time.
Good episodes of TV. You got a lot of time to sit there and think about it.
Yeah, bring everyone back.
It's funny. Our buddy Kurt Sutter put out a tweet the other day. Oh, this all's got me wanting to go back to Sam Crow. And he's like, I'm working on the first 9, and then he said, after that, we're going to do something with Jax's kids.
Yep.
I was like, no.
I saw that.
No, no, no.
Silly.
Well, FX Fox is owned by Disney, which owns the rights to Sons of Anarchy, so good luck with that, because they fired him, because he's a crazy person.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that Disney owned them as well as everything else.
It's Fox, yeah. they own...
I think.
They own all the FX shows. Like, Dave, Disney owns that. That's what I told you the other day.
I didn't know that FX was Fox.
That's why Dave might not be jumping on the renewal bus, and it's got me worried.
I guess I should have.
Disney might be like, nah.
I'm very surprised that they ever put Dave out at all with how vulgar it is.
Well, all this stuff was probably already scheduled and put in place before they...
Bought it, yeah.
So that's why FX jumped on Hulu, because Disney owns Hulu. So they were like... Cancel FX's streaming service, put all on Hulu. That's what they did. And that's why Hulu is supposed to be the adult Disney Plus. You're supposed to be able to pay for all three, ESPN, Disney Plus, and Hulu. And then you're supposed to say, adults, you can watch Hulu. Kids, you can watch Disney Plus, and all of y'all can watch ESPN. That's why it was
Hulu
all,
kind of sucks,
to why
be
it was
honest.
All built that way.
Definitely not my favorite streaming service.
I like Hulu.
I just feel like they have a bunch of...
They still get new shows. That's the only reason
why
I like it.
Okay, so I like it for watching things that have just come out. Like, if I'm on that season of the show, they are really good about, like, putting that next episode out. Netflix doesn't do that, unless it's a Netflix show. But other than that, they have, like, such weird... I feel like they have a bunch of, like, indie stuff on
like
it.
Like what?
I don't know. All their weird movies and... shows that
but
they
have good movies too.
I mean, they do, but
we watched that Sasquatch movie there, the cartoon. It was pretty
good.
The
Abominable?
No. Was it Abominable Snowman? I thought they were Sasquatch. Yes, yeah. That was good though.
Yeah, it was cute.
No, I like Hulu just because they released those. They still release Superstore, and they still where they were releasing like Roseanne and Zoe's Infinite Playlist and all that stuff. You don't have to watch it on TV. You can just wake up the next day and watch it on Hulu.
That is a good show.
And Hulu is the only one that's still doing that. No one else is.
Yeah, well, and that's the aspect of it that I like.
Disney isn't even doing that. I don't understand why they got the Disney Channel and they're not doing that. You want to up your subscribers on Disney Plus.
Yeah, that's
start
true.
Doing that.
They need to bring another season of Mandalorian out.
Yeah.
That show was so...
Well, then it's all on pause now. But, no, that's the only reason why I like Hulu is because you can still capture new stuff. I mean, we're technically watching... You were watching those two Fox shows, the Jason Biggs one, and then we were watching Zoe, and then we were watching Superstore, and got all these shows that we wouldn't even touch until they showed up on Netflix. Or who else has full seasons of TV shows? Just Hulu and Netflix, right?
I mean, those are the only streaming services that we have, so yeah.
No,
we have Amazon.
We have Amazon and Disney Plus. We have a lot. We have too much.
Yeah, I don't know if Disney has them. I haven't really...
Disney has Boy Meets World.
I haven't really dug deep into Disney Girl Meets World, other than Frozen 2.
I found Bluey.
And Bluey, yeah, that's a good show. If you have children, watch Bluey.
But, yeah, no, they're all going on their own. Like I said, NBC is going to release Peacock and the CBS one that had Star Trek and Picard and all that business.
Picard was a good show.
Yep. So... Nah, just big stuff. Thanks a lot, Corona. You're making everybody do more stuff at home. No, I'm good with it, sort of. But yeah, if you're going back to work, be careful. Wash your hands. Don't touch your face. You'll be all right. I think you'll be all right. Just be careful. You just treat it like when you go to work, just pretend like every single person you're around you has the flu. You know, you can still talk to them. You can still talk to them. You just don't touch each other, I guess. But even when somebody has the flu, you can touch them, just wash your hands.
I mean, that's the issue. If everybody was conscious of their germs and their spreading of germs, then we'd be fine. Like, wash your hands. If you cough on something, wash your hands. Cover your mouth when you cough. Cover your mouth when you sneeze. All of these things that are just courteous to stink and do, then we'd be fine.
Right.
But people are dumb and just sneeze right into the air and then everybody gets sick. Cover your mouth.
Now we're going to end this with some beer talk. Brutal Beer Works sold out of their crust or no crust. It was their raspberry peanut butter milk stout. Sold out of it in 30 minutes. Big props to those guys. Love those guys. They're the ones I went to last week and picked up some beer. I need to go back, pick up some more beer. And now there's two girls playing live from Hops and Hop Fusion. So you're supposed to feel like you're at the brewery. Let's pretend like we're at the brewery right now. Oh, it's Fleetwood Mac. Yeah. Anyways. Yeah, that's on Facebook Live. Yeah. So there's still stuff you can do. So. Anyways, thank you guys. We will check you out next week. I know we said we were going to have a game this week, but as you can tell, we didn't need one. Otherwise, I would have fired it off. But next week, big stuff. And I don't know. I have not heard from Rhodey or Chris with Texas opening back up what their opinions are. Like I said, I don't know what, like people that live with older people,
what are they even going to do?
If the virus never, I mean, if the virus is at least a year away from even pretending that it's gone.
Yeah.
So it's like, what do you do?
I mean, you just have to be extra cautious about everything.
Yeah. You just do your own laundry, wash your hands. Like I said, take a shower. Don't touch your... Anyways, but I don't know. I don't know. We'll find out what happens. And like I said, I'll get reactions from them. But there's a chance that we might have Rhodey on here next week, I guess. I could say that out loud. And there's a chance. Start pushing back, maybe. We'll see. We will see, folks. Might get to hear somebody else's voice.
Other than me.
Or you too. What if this... Oh, okay, you're quitting already? She already turned in a resignation. Okay, nobody wants you anyways. I'm on the live thing now and everybody says, get her out of there. Okay, done. Well,
I like my night to myself, so maybe.
There's not really a live thing, so don't be digging for it, people. We get emails. Where the hell's your live thing at? But thanks, everybody. Have a good night. Keep it easy. Do whatever you do. Bye.